Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in Michigan State volleyball coach, Kathy George. Hello, Kathy.
Hey there, Jack. How are you?
Well, just fine. It sounds like your voice tells us that you've been coaching hard.
That's right. We've been going about 6 weeks right now, and I'm sounding like most other coaches, right?
Well, in terms of the Big Ten season ratcheting up here and getting off to a big start, a lot more television coverage, I see, in terms of the Big Ten Network.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a lot of different games on, and every Wednesday you'll see matches, and then random weekend matches as well. So.
All right, in terms of your team and what you're trying to do this season with this squad, and you got a couple of big events here and looking for a big turnout.
Well, you know what? We get to play at the Breslin this weekend, Jack, which is just awesome for us. We're playing both Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and it's always such an electric atmosphere. There's people, I mean, it's just so loud. It's awesome. It's so bright. And our team really enjoys this opportunity. So we actually get to play there this weekend and then also right before Thanksgiving.
Every time I look at the rankings, I glance and see what the college volleyball landscape is like. Of course, everyone knows that Penn State has been such a dominant program, but I have a lot of company.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. You know, and Penn State has won 3 national titles, and they're actually a more storied, if you can believe this, they had more wins than UConn in women's basketball. And so they just lost, actually, for the first time in over 3 years, and to Stanford, who is the team that actually was the last team to beat them as well. But, you know, there's Illinois, who's doing quite well, and Minnesota, who are playing tomorrow. So, not an easy Big Ten route, you know. It's very difficult.
It's almost like wrestling, Kathy. It seems as if there are just a few conferences that dominate them.
Absolutely.
You're in one of them. But I guess that has to help you with recruiting and some other things,
too.
Well,
it does. And, I mean, you really can sell the competitive level of the Big Ten Conference. I mean, every night you are playing, you're going to war. It's you really have to become a better volleyball player, and it really helps you for the future. And a lot of our players want to go on and play professional, even though that's in Europe, and try to make the national team and those types of things. So there's no better place to prepare for that than the Big Ten.
There are a lot of large schools that play volleyball. Why has the Big Ten been so dominant?
You know, I think there was a commitment, and it was weird because I noticed in about 1989 there was a big commitment made from certain conferences. The Big Ten led the way and really put an emphasis on that sport as one of their premier sports. At that time, you just saw, you know, more resources going into the sport, more coverage, the sports information departments, those types of people were putting out the media guides and just really circulating, you know, and getting the coverage. And so the programs just took off, and Illinois at that time really did a wonderful job in the conference. Purdue was also on the forefront of that in the late 80s, and the schools just, you know, just started to put some money into it, and it just blew up. And usually it was a West Coast sport before that, but then the Big Ten became the most dominant conference in the country.
Kathy, we went through all sorts of angst a couple years ago in terms of switching of seasons
right
in high schools.
Right.
What impact, if any, has that had for you?
You know, what I am seeing, and again, you know, that did happen, and you're seeing some changes. What you're noticing is that there's more club volleyball, actually, which is not a concern of the high schools, but it is enhancing the travel schedules of some of these players in Michigan, and they're getting out and getting more exposure on the recruiting trail. So that throughout the year they're going to some of the more major tournaments and that are highly visible from college coaches. And with that, then they're playing more year round at that level. And so you're seeing some of those. You're seeing these clubs emerge and more travel involved in that type of thing. And so they are getting better as a whole because they're playing more volleyball in a given year.
Has it changed scholarship opportunities for high school athletes in this state?
Well, I think you're seeing more and more kids going out of Michigan, going to college to play volleyball. out of Michigan, but I really don't have those numbers.
Right.
I just think when I used to recruit before they changed the season, a lot of colleges did not come out to this area. They were going to the major club tournaments instead of coming to the high schools. There were a couple high school tournaments. East Kentwood always had a great one, and Temperance Bedford had a great, you know, high school tournament that would attract some of the colleges from across the country. But when you're looking at where you're going to spend your time as a college recruiter, you're looking at some of the larger tournaments to go to.
Mm-hmm. And most of the recruiting is done at the club level anyway, I would guess, right?
And I think that's the way it is. I have two sons, and really when I look at it, you do see so much more of it coming from the travel ball.
Yeah. In terms of what people are going to see in the Big Ten openers here, Minnesota and Iowa coming in, what kind of teams will they have?
Well, Minnesota right now is ranked 14th in the country, and last year they were in the Final Four. So we know we have our hands full. We went 5 with them last year twice, and both of them were televised. And it was just down to the very, very end. And then Iowa is a little bit younger this year, but they're always known for their defense, and so they're a scrappy team. They're not going to overpower you with their physicality, but they're going to play good volleyball, and they're going to keep the ball alive. So we have our hands full this weekend, and Breslin, though, brings us a lot of energy, and we're excited to get out here and start the Big Ten Conference with a bang.
Kathy, what's the strength of this Spartan team, and do you want to highlight a couple of individuals?
You know, the highlight is, you know, we really do have several different individuals that have been, making strides. You know, we've been young for so long. We were basically made up of freshmen and sophomores the last 2 years, where the majority, 90% of our team was underclassmen last year. So now we're moving into the junior ranks, and so we're getting a little bit older, a little bit more mature, and we're seeing some players do some things that, you know, maybe they weren't quite ready to do last year. You know, we saw little snippets here and there, and they're starting to come into their own. I think a lot of players that are doing nice things for us. Natalie Amro is playing really well. We've asked her to increase her role from a setter to a setter and a hitter, and she's doing that quite well. Becca Zalabis has had to take on the role more defensive and offensive because of some injuries that we have currently, and she stepped into that, and it's been a great burden for her, but she's really doing well with that. Mm-hmm. Megan Schatzel is outstanding and has had last week had an outstanding weekend and put up some numbers that really are at the top of the conference, and we look for her to continue on with that, and it's her senior year, so I know that she's wanting to go out strong. And we look at Alexis Matthews. We have a new freshman this year, two middles that are freshmen. She touches 10-8, Jack. She's way over the rim, and she's raw, but she is such a talent, and we're looking forward to her growing over the years.
It should be fun to watch her for four years at Michigan
State. I can tell you. Once she figures it all out, she's going to be a scary player. So,
Kathy George, Michigan State volleyball coach, and you can see the Spartans in action tonight at Breslin Center. And back tomorrow night. Tonight it is Minnesota and then Iowa tomorrow night.
Kathy? And guess what else? One thing, Jack, I want to say.
Yeah.
We do get in. Anybody that goes to the football game gets in free for the Iowa game.
Okay.
So if you have your ticket stub, you can just come on right over to Breslin and get in.
A 7 o'clock start?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks so much. Good luck to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.